Hello and welcome to the Sexplorers podcast. We are your hosts Zoe and Laura, and we are two queer women who have not had the greatest of sexual experiences.
As we are both survivors of sexual assault, we have decided to start the Sexplorers podcast to create a safe space where we can claim back the pleasures of sex by having an open, candid and honest conversation.
We are all sexual beings, so we are making it our mission to break down those barriers of shame and stamp out the stigma that stops us from expressing our true sexual selves. Through this podcast, we want to create a fun, light-hearted and informative journey in which we can learn and discover different aspects of all things sex.
From porn addiction to purity culture, hilarious sex toy reviews, asexuality or tickling fetishes, no topic is too embarrassing or taboo. So, join us on this exploration as we put the enjoyment back into sex.
This Patreon page allows us to build a home for our very own interactive community of sexplorers, where we hope to encourage your input so that together we can learn and celebrate everyone's preference of sexuality without any judgment.
It is as much of a sexual journey for us as it is for you guys, but we cannot wait to see where this exploration takes us.
Okay then, let's talk about sex doll brothels.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so there's actually only one in the UK. It's in Greenwich.
What? I didn't even know there was one in the UK.
Yeah, there's one in the UK in
really?
Greenwich. Yeah.
When did that happen?
I mean, I think it's only been the last couple of years. I actually think it's sort of like a block of flats.
Oh god.
The sort of article I read on it, the guy said that he went there and there was like this really bare kitchen with just like a single bin and bin bag in it. And it's like you go into a double bedroom.
Yeah.
It's just a bed with a sheet and the sex doll's waiting for you. Apparently
it's not very like
he said it wasn't it was just like it's like a pink sheet with a pink towel and two condoms on because they
two.
Well, you can have up to 2 hours with the sex doll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like half an hour to 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Half an hour is £50.
Mm-hmm.
An hour is 75.
I feel like those are quite fair prices.
Yeah, if you think an hour is £75 and then 2 hours is 130, then I guess you would go for the 130, wouldn't
yeah.
you? So yeah, he said it's not, they're like positioned there. You can request how they are waiting for you.
A fucking headstand.
Yeah. Hanging out the window. You can have whatever. And apparently there are no rules except
don't break it.
Yeah, pretty much. You can do whatever you want as long as you use the condoms and aren't, you know, destructive.
Yeah, because I knew that there was a sex doll brothel over in Vienna, which I think was the first one, and they had the sex doll Fanny.
Okay. There.
And she was so popular that they had to go get another one because, you know, she was fully booked.
Yeah, he was saying that it's really difficult to get bookings.
Oh my God.
It's like a Friday night is just a no-go. It's open from 10:30 in the morning until late.
No way.
Yeah, and it's run by a brother and a sister. The brother is apparently like the brains behind it, and then the sister is the one, you know, cleaning the dolls in between appointments.
Yeah, because when I was reading up about the one over in Vienna, the people who manage it, they basically like haven't disclosed how they clean it afterwards, because that's a whole nother thing in itself, cleaning a sex doll.
Yeah,
it's because if you think, you pretty much have to wear protection if you want it to stay pristine. You don't want to spend, you know, a good half an hour cleaning it out. They do some do come with what's
like
it called? Like removable vaginas almost, where after you're done you can take it out and then clean it separately. Because imagine cleaning this 50 kg sex doll
in between, and if they're like fully booked and she's like there with the like anti-bag wipes, like
that's a quick and quick
toilet brush. Like this is
that's
where
a workout and a half.
This is where the issue is, isn't it? Because if it's your own individual sex doll, it doesn't matter, you can do what you want, but would you want to share a sex doll with someone else?
I mean, not during Corona, no.
I just think in general, I think you should take Corona out. Just in general, you don't want to share a sex. And I think there's only two that they said that are there. And he said that obviously she's having to clean and change sheets in between.
Yeah.
But he said that, you know, the doll that he got going in was, her limbs were pretty mangled. Like her fingers were all pointing in different directions. Because mm-hmm. obviously from when they just don't have time to reset them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sex dolls are brothels are a thing. And I think that's taking, you know, we're putting the sex element back into sex doll. What baseline a sex doll is.
I think sex doll brothels are a really clever idea. Because if you think, so many people out there must be really interested in what it's like to have sex with one. But they don't want to spend $5,000 to find out, just, you know, for them not to like it. So this is kind of like, it's almost like a try before you buy kind of thing. Like if you go in and love it, then you know to get one yourself. So maybe we'll see a few more sex doll brothels pop up.
Yeah, anticipation of more sex dolls. But then there maybe was also that,
expand.
There's like that theory of that guy who says by 2050, we're going to be having sex with robots.
Oh, yeah, I saw that by, like, 2050, like, sex robots will be able to fall in love with us.
Yeah.
I mean, even what they're doing now with all the artificial intelligence, it is crazy. Like, sex dolls now can, like, talk, move their heads, they can blink. You can, there's this big company, it's one of the original sex doll companies called Real Doll, and they've come out with an AI sex doll called Harmony, and you can basically, it's connected to an app on your phone, which is absolutely crazy.
That definitely takes the element of it's just a sex toy out of it, doesn't it? Because a sex toy in itself is just to give you pleasure, right? Mm-hmm. So do you, what happens if it like goes faulty and it's like half blinking at you, or like or it's like arm is just swinging around and
I don't think they've got the arm movement.
No, but the robots eventually.
Oh yeah,
I think they should just stick it to, like I read, you know, that some sex dolls you can get their private parts to warm up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For like
self-heating.
Yeah, for like lifelike.
For like, yeah, lifelike feeling. Yeah.
Which, cool, fine, I get that.
Well, if you think about it, if it's a sex doll and it's just been laying there, it's going to be quite cold. You do want it to be
plastic isn't something that, you know, conducts heat very well. And if it's the winter time and you want to, you know, enjoy yourself,
you
snuggle up.
Yeah, you don't want to freeze your bits off.
No.
No, but it's just,
you can't stick a robot in a shower either.
Well, I think, I know that the with the AI and the sex dolls now, they're doing this thing where there's a body and it comes with three different heads, and each head you can compute on your app to have different, like a different personality. Like there's,
are we talking about removable heads?
Yeah, removable heads.
Not like that dog from Harry Potter where it's like three heads, or you know, the mythical creature with three heads and they're all talking at the same time, because that's, I feel like that's a different fantasy that people have.
It's not a sex doll.
Mythical creature sex doll.
No, it's a sex doll with three different removable heads. So you basically have got three in one, because if you compute them to have different personalities, like, you know, one can be like moody and jealous, and the other one can be like a bit on the sexier side, the other one can be, you know, like sweet and shy. Like, it's just so crazy how that's how far we've come.
Compute your perfect woman.
Yeah,
finger quotes.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's, and that's where, you know, it sort of gets a bit, well, there's a darker side to sex dolls.
Yeah, let's just, with that point, let's just go back to the whole, like, doll brothel place. So there's actually one in Denmark as well that was opened in 2019. And there have been a lot of reports from that one that men have been hitting and, like, abusing, shall we say, the sex dolls. And so then that brings back into the element of, okay, they're now seeing, well, essentially women as objects.
Well, yeah. Well, if you think about it, it's something that looks like a woman, but obviously it is not. It is just a synthetic model. So if you think people go to these brothels because they can use these sex dolls however they want and do things that they probably wouldn't have. Well, in, you know, that can be good because they might be too afraid to, you know, try anal with a real person. But yeah. It's when it starts to cross the line.
Yeah, and how do they differentiate between?
Yeah, and it comes a bit violent.
Yeah, but then it's like going back to those people we talked about earlier who, you know, they're their own sex dolls and they like brush their hair and they make them dinner. Like, you wouldn't have, would you have them do that if, you know, would these people who are going to these brothels who are, you know, smacking these dolls around because that's what gives them pleasure or whatever, would they do that to their own sex doll? Or are they just doing it because it's not something that's precious to them? Mm. Similarly to, would you do that to your girlfriend if you, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think as well, there's definitely a darker side to sex dolls. Obviously, one, because a lot of people have been calling out that it objectifies women, because some of these sex dolls, they're, you know, they have sort of K-L-M-O-N-O-P cup breasts.
Big boobies.
Massive. And their waist size is sort of like the size that a child's would be. It's just...
Yeah, I guess so. But is it just objectifying women or is it objectifying people? Because there's also male sex dolls and people requesting like 11-inch penises and, you know, six-pack abs.
Yeah, it's very hard where the line draws with sex dolls. I think it's sort of, if you look to how society is now and how our body ideals are, sex dolls are only just trying to match that, because you know the body ideal now is big boobs, big bum, skinny waist. Sex dolls are able to do that, but like 10 times even more insane, because it's made out of silicone, it's not real. So they can get away with having these massive O cup boobs with the waist of a child and then big, you know, big bum and big hips,
or, you know, vaginas in the ankle.
Vaginas in the ankle.
Someone requested this, that the guy who makes sex dolls for people, right, he said that someone requested that their vagina be in an ankle because he's really into feet, but he wants to be able to stroke the bottom of the foot while he has sex. So there's now a vagina in the side of the ankle, and apparently these things sell quite well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I knew that. Because obviously that's the whole thing that people love about sex dolls, is that they can be customised. Like, I've heard people asking them to look like certain porn stars, them to, you know, be like, oh, can you make a sex doll that looks like my ex-wife? Like, I think one woman like wrote in being like, oh, can you make it look like Johnny Depp when he played Sweeney Todd?
I would have sort of been on board with that if they said Captain Jack. Oh, yeah. Like, because, you know, we could get that. Everyone loves a pirate.
Yeah.
But, oh, questionable. What was that guy who has a chicken sex doll?
Oh, my God, yes. The most infamous sex doll...
Lover. Creator.
Yes. Yuri... I'm going to butcher his name. Yuri Tolokko?
We'll just call him Yuri.
Yeah, we'll just call him Yuri. Yeah.
That, Yuri and his chicken.
He's a Kazakhstan bodybuilder, and he married his sex doll Margot last year. Well, his wedding to Margot actually got postponed for a little bit, obviously, because of COVID, and then also because he got attacked.
Affecting everyone.
Yeah, but then... God, that COVID. I can't marry him a sex doll.
They're just
now.
Getting older, you know. They're getting older. Time's moving on. They want to be able to start a family.
Well, actually, Margot and Yuri aren't together anymore.
Is this before or after they got married?
They got married and she had to be sent to the sex doll hospital.
Oh, no.
Because she got a bit broke.
What?
So they're not
Do we know
anymore.
How she broke?
I don't know how she
did
got
he try
bit...
to kick her out of bed? He had enough. They had an argument.
They had an argument.
You know what it's like, married people these days.
Yeah, you get married and that's it.
He left the toilet seat up and she just lost it. Oh
yeah, so they're not together anymore, but he has got a new doll.
A new doll.
Luna. And like you said, yeah, he's got a hybrid. Because what was it? He had sex with a raw chicken. Was it not? It's not a chicken breast. It's a bit bigger than that.
Wasn't it a whole chicken that you can get from the supermarket? Yeah, that you roast?
Yeah, like one of those ones you get from Tesco.
Yeah,
that, for your roast
with the big hole in the middle.
Yeah, he had sex with one of those, and he realised he really enjoyed chickens.
Was it the same? How many times did he have sex with it? Because I'm just thinking, like, these things go off. Like, chicken goes off.
Well, thankfully, he got a custom made chicken sex doll hybrid. With a body of a chicken, but a head of the sex doll. So, yeah. But I've recently heard, you know, obviously I'm catched up on my Yuri news.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Every morning.
I'm very invested in Yuri's life.
Yeah.
I've, you know, heard that recently he's actually found a new affliction, and it's ashtrays.
I'm anticipating, or, you know, looking forward to, shall we say, a sex toll ashtray. See what he comes up with.
Yeah, well
maybe
hoping...
it, like, farts out soot.
I feel like that's very unhygienic.
So's making love to a chicken. Like, oh, okay, we'll let him off for having sex with a raw chicken, but an ashtray?
An ashtray? How fucking dare? You are listening to A Taste of the Sexplorer podcast. If you'd like to access full-length episodes, bonus mini-episodes, and become a part of the Sexplorer community, head over to our Patreon page now. And make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram to keep up with all the Sexplorer news.